This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Well, that was a doozy. The Yankees-Dodgers rematch, honestly, it delivered. It was exciting. It was fun. But unfortunately, this first game, the Yankees do not come out on top, even though they start out with four home runs, had a good lead. And the biggest issue right now is the Dodgers are just stacked. Even when they're not, they are still the best team in baseball. You have a team that is depleted, that is injured. Mookie Betts, unfortunately, wasn't even playing. And they still find ways to, maybe not out-pitch, because, I mean, honestly, it wasn't about a pitcher's duel by any means. Tony Gonsolin was very hittable early on, and then Max Fried later in the game was just got lit up, gave up six runs, and you have the Yankees lose 8-5. But it was an exciting match, and it was toe-to-toe, and Judge, you know, the second batter of the game hits a home run. Otani, the next inning, follows up with his home run as well. He hits another one later on. It is just, these are the two best teams in baseball right now. That's what it comes down to. And it's almost like destiny that you're going to see the Yankees and the Dodgers back in the World Series for a part two. And this series right here is kind of like a little litmus test of what we are going to see. And is this something that the Yankees are going to be able to improve upon from last year? Last year, what killed the Yankees? Their defense. That is what destroyed the Yankees in the World Series versus the Dodgers, was their defense. You don't have Cole. You don't have Luis Gil right now, but the pitching has not been the problem. It was the defense last year. The pitching hasn't been a problem this year. The hitting hasn't been a problem this year. And it's kind of been a little open-ended because you think about it, who's really been the supplier of all the offense? It's Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge continues to be Aaron Judge. He continues to just light up the American League and baseball. But you've had this year also Paul Goldschmidt, who has come in, and maybe he's not the former MVP self of Paul Goldschmidt, but he has been this guy who has put together a great rebound season from last year. Completely productive. He is almost impossible to get out if he's going up against a lefty. I mean, those numbers are just stupid right now. He's batting over 500 against lefties. That's how good he is. That's video game numbers.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. And you have guys like Ben Rice who've been stepping up, offering some extra power. Cody Bellinger is finally starting to hit a little bit better now. You know, Volpe still isn't who he's supposed to be. But the point is that you have a lineup that still is putting up a ton of runs, still finding ways to win and just outmash other teams. But their pitching has been better up until this past night, this past evening in L.A. when Max Fried finally turned human. And that's the thing, is it's going to happen. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to have – no one's ever going to, you know, even the best pitcher in baseball – who was Max Fried actually going into today? The best pitcher in baseball. Like, you're just never going to be 100% perfect all season long. It's a long season. You're going to get touched up. It just was a bad time to get touched up today against a team that is just a dominant team, a Dodgers team. And was it the Dodgers? Was it Max Fried? Was he off today? Does it make a difference? They lost. That's really the end of the story, is they lost, you move on, and try to win the series. Try to win the series in L.A. That would be a good step in the right direction. Coming off of last year's loss to the Dodgers in the World Series, going in there and finding a way to win the next two games, that is the game plan. Win the series versus the Dodgers so that you can walk away feeling that you are not owned by the Dodgers. If they get swept, if they lose 2 out of 3, yeah, it's going to have that same taste in your mouth. Even no matter how good the Yankees are, you still can't beat the Dodgers. So find a way to do it. And listen, early on, it looked like you had them. You looked like the Yankees were, you know, one huge hit away from just totally demolishing the Dodgers early and making this a laugher in game one of this 3-game series with the Dodgers. But that wasn't the case, and they came back and won, and 8-5 is the final score, and the bats cooled down. The bullpen shut down the Yankees, and the bats cooled down, and that was it. 888-808-1019, that is the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan till 5 a.m. when Joe Benigno takes over. How about that? Bro, we got a lot to talk about. By the way, all morning long, we will talk about the New York Knicks. So don't worry. Game 6, that's later today. Later tonight, we're going to be excited about it. We're going to sit down. We're going to watch it together. We're going to have a good time. And I do have some questions for you out there, because I have one specific one. Like, I just have my doubts with the Knicks. I have my doubts with the Knicks, the fact that it is a do-or-die situation. Going back to Indy, it feels very much like the last series when, you know, the Knicks were in the situation where the Knicks had the 3-2 lead, where the Knicks were going back to the Garden, and they finished it at home versus the Celtics, and, you know, you feel good, it's great, but did the Celtics ever really have a chance that game 6? No, they didn't. They did not. But do the Knicks have an opportunity in Indy is the question. And I'll tell you this much, and I'm going to be honest, and this sucks. If the Knicks are going to lose a series, which I, ever since the first half of game 3, ever since the first half of game 3, where it looked like they were just dead, I honestly thought, I mean, listen, the fact that they lost game 1 the way they did, the fact that they lost game 2, which it felt like they were lifeless at the end of the game, it didn't feel like they were ever going to come back and win. But ever since, like, the way the series started, the Knicks, to me, have not had a real opportunity to win the series. And I don't think they are. I don't think they're going to win. I'll tell you this much. If you're going to go back to the Garden, if you're going to If you are going to win an Indy and bring it to a game seven, you better win. Otherwise, don't come home. Don't come back home. It's more devastating to me to get to the Garden, get to a game seven, get that close, and then not get to the finals. At home? Can't happen. Can't happen. So whatever the Knicks are going to do, if you're winning game six, then make sure that you are locked in and ready to just kick ass in a game seven. But we'll talk about that all morning long. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoff with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN, as always, 888-808-1019. But your calls coming up, we'll talk about, like I said, it's not just Yankees versus the Dodgers. It's also Judge versus Ohtani. I mean, those two are the best players in baseball going head-to-head, and they matched up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.